Listening Library presents A Plague of Bogles by Catherine Jinks. Read for you by Mandy Williams. Chapter 1. A Chance Meeting. The man stationed at the door was small and stout. He had a red face, blue eyes, and wispy grey curls. His satin-breasted coat was trimmed with silver lace. His top hat was the colour of mulberries.
"Walk in, walk in! Now exhibiting!" he boomed. "The best show in London, ladies and gentlemen. A menagerie of mythical beasts. Living, breathing monsters for only one penny."
The narrow shopfront behind him was plastered with brightly coloured advertisements. One of them showed a picture of a very young girl cracking a whip at something that looked like a giant toad.
"See our griffin, see our mermaid, see our urkling," cried the man in the purple hat, tapping at the picture with his bamboo cane. "See Birdie McAdam, the go-devil girl, tame a fierce bogle and a dainty unicorn."
Across the road, Jem stopped short. He stood goggle-eyed as the crowd surged past him. In one hand, he carried a cheap broom. On his feet, he wore nothing but a thick layer of mud. For a moment, he stared at the man in the purple hat. Then he darted forward, dodging a pile of horse manure and the rattling wheels of a carriage.
"See the world's greatest novelties, ladies and gentlemen. Marvel at the legendary two-headed snake of Libya. Touch a genuine dragon's egg for only one penny."
The red-faced showman raised his voice a little, drowning the chant of a nearby costa selling nuts and whelks.
"Now exhibiting,